Hello, hello, hello. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Alan Wade.
And Chanel.
And we are back again with another entry for you guys to think about some things tonight. We want to talk to you about how to make your money work for you and some things that you should be thinking about, some things that I learned, and just some opinions and maybe even some facts that you need to consider. So how to make your money work for you. What are we talking about? We're talking about using money as a tool to obtain financial stability, using your money to try to create another source of income, being smart with your money, and so you can do things to generate more money. Investing in things that can make you money as opposed to investing in things, well, buying things that don't make money. What do you think, Chanel? What is something that comes to mind when I say the term make your money work for you?
The first thing, honestly, that comes to my mind is the stock market.
The stock market. I think arguably everybody would probably say that, yes. Mm-hmm. And the stock market is definitely a form of using your money mm-hmm. to make more money. But not everybody has the means to invest in the stock market or the extra money to buy stocks, right? But what everybody can do is, to build up to that point, is start off small. And most people don't appreciate little money. Most people don't understand the value of little money. When I say little money, I mean picking up a penny when they see it laying down on the street. When it's picking up a penny when they're at Dunkin' Donuts and there's a bunch of pennies lying down on the floor. Most people don't understand that they don't see the value in that penny. And if you continue to live your life like that, then you're going to carry that same mentality out in every single aspect. When you make transactions, when you buy things, oh, that's only 25 cents more. Give me that one. Or keep the change. Or, you know what I mean? Or, oh, that's not, you know what I mean? You're being complacent. And over the course of time, that money could have took you to the next level. So a lot of the times in business, for example, like people will not be satisfied making a certain amount of money when they're trying something new, when they're trying a new business venture. But they don't understand, like all the financial gurus right now and all the people that are getting ahead, especially in today's day and age, they're saying multiple streams of income. And we've been hearing that mm-hmm. that term for years now.
Yep.
You have to have multiple streams of income. But now is more pertinent, more important than ever for people to think about having multiple sources of income. But the problem is everybody wants that second source or that third source. Everybody wants all their sources. Everybody expects all their sources to be huge, right? Huge sources of incomes. You want to be making thousands of dollars here and thousands of dollars there. That's not realistic. Having multiple sources of income, any business, you're supposed to start off and just nurture it until it grows, right? So you have to appreciate the small money in order to get to the big money. Because in that specific business might never get big. But guess what? If you have four or five small businesses, over time, those little bits of money going into your bank account end up being big money combined. Just like in business, like when just like yesterday, didn't your brother say what did he say? He said there's value in having an understanding that you need help.
Mm-hmm. Have a good team.
Having a good team around you. Guess what? Your income source needs a good team. Need a bunch of little players in order to reach that big goal. Mm-hmm. It's the same concept. What do you think about that?
I mean, I definitely think when you were talking, it reminded me of just the word diversification, right? Diversification is the name of the game. You think about the companies out there, they don't have just one way right, to generate revenue. They've got multiple lines of business, multiple, in your words, streams of income, and I think we got to do the same thing. I think personally, for me, it's a lot more challenging. But I think as every day goes by, you know back in your mind that you got to find another way to make money. Now, whether that's real estate, whether that's, you know, whatever your passion is that you can turn from a hobby into, you know, generating, you know, revenue in a stream. Mm-hmm. But you really do have to find it. And I say the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about my money working for me, I think stocks, I think investments. And I think that's the thing that can be really intimidating. You know what I mean? To really take
it to win it.
Yep, you got to really take that first step. I remember one of the first pieces of advice I ever got when I first started working was when I got a 401k, was to invest in your 401k and eventually max out your 401k. Mm. And
haven't done that yet.
And then you really, and I think that the easy thing about the 401k is that you don't even miss the money, right? Once you start, and if you start from day one, mm-hmm. Now if you start later, but you start from day one, and you start taking in your, you know, start your 4-6. I think I started first at like 4%. Mm-hmm. And then I got to 6%. And then when I left the last company, I was at 20, you know, I don't
20%.
Know. 20%.
Yeah. I want my money now.
But, you know, at the end of the day, that's money that works for itself in a different way.
Yeah.
I personally like that way only because I always think about something to do extra. I work hard and I don't want to do...
Right.
I don't want to work hard. I don't want to work harder.
All right. So like, there's different types of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. The 401k, some people say it's a good thing. Some people say it's a bad thing. Some people are in between. But overall, I'm just in it because, you know, that's what everybody's doing and that's a thing to do. But I'm a strong believer of, well, I'm the type of person where I think when I apply myself, that extra money that's going into my 401k, whether or not I notice it, like, I think if you put that money in my hand, I can double it faster than my 401k can.
Well, not everybody can do that.
Not everybody can do that, right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, you gotta know what type of person that you are and what you're capable of doing. Like, you know, there's plenty of different ways you can make money out here. You can buy things and sell it for more money than you pay for it. That's business 101, mm-hmm. right? Buy something and sell it for more money than you paid for it. The stock market, that's risky. But anything is risky, mm-hmm. right? There's risk in anything. But at the end of the day, you are not going to achieve anything unless you take a risk, mm-hmm. take a shot, right?
Yep.
So, yeah. So even like in little things like your daily activities, like you can use coupons. Couponing can save you so much money,
mm-hmm.
you know, shopping around and not buying things that you don't need, right? Cutting down on subscriptions and things that you spend money on, right? I would even go as far as to cut my Xfinity mobile phone off and get a Boost mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause guess what? At the end of the day, in a couple years from now, I'm saving an extra $40 on my phone line. That can go a long way. What if I wanted to buy a stock and I was short $40 to buy that specific stock and I bought that stock and a few years from now, that stock explodes like Apple did, like Amazon did? That little bit of extra money could make the difference, can make a huge difference in your life, right? So we're going to give Yolanda McCutcheon a call. She'll introduce herself and tell you guys exactly what she does, and we'll hear we'll get some insight on what she thinks on this topic, guys. So just give me a second. Let's call in. Let's get Yolanda's intake on what we're talking about. Let's see if she picks up.
Hello.
Yolanda McCutcheon, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Can you turn her up?
No problem.
So we can hear her?
Yeah, one moment. So, Yolanda?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. My girlfriend, Chanel Brown's on
the
phone.
Hi, Yolanda.
Hey, Chanel. Nice meeting you.
Likewise.
All right. So,
thanks.
So tonight's topic, Yolanda, is how to make your money work for you. So I was just talking to our listeners about giving a little bit of my advice, and I personally think that like a lot of people underestimate the power of their little money, their little money, as far as like, you know, people not appreciating, not going as far, like when people are at the cash register and they say things like keep the change, or throwing away their change, or not even being too proud to use coupons, you know, stuff like that. And even something that I didn't mention, how about choosing the right bank account that gives you a little bit more interest, you know what I mean? Because that little money over time can add up to be a lot of money. You know what
so
I mean?
I like to think about it like this. So when you were little, did you ever have like a family member that had that big old water bottle that they just dumped change into whenever they got change? It is emptied into there. And so when you think about it, when it got over to the point of overflowing, usually it's more than $5,000 in one of those containers. You know, so in many cases, what people used to do back in the day was they would take that money and get either CDs or, you know, be able to take their family on vacation or whatever the case may be. You know, that was what you did pretty much with the money. So think of, in the same way, right now you don't see too many people doing that anymore, but you have different outlets like Acorn and, you know, a couple of other things where you take that change and you roll it up into a savings account. When you're not thinking about it, before you know it, you have hundreds and even thousands of dollars just saved up from change, you know. So I can tell you this. When I was young, that was actually my come up.
I remember you doing that, actually.
Exactly.
So tell us about it.
Okay, so when I was young, I just started off hustling early. And my very, very first hustle was taking the change that grown-ups just didn't want. You know how people just throw pennies on the ground, change, whatever. I would collect it, you know.
I remember, put it away. Yolanda, I remember coming to your house to walk to school, and you would get money. I vaguely remember you getting money from your from a change thing or a piggy bank thing, and I was just like, it was impressive to see at such a young age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I vaguely remember something like that. So yeah, I can attest to you doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would take that, and then, you know, the bank, they used to have those old like coins with the paper rolls, you just put the money in. So I took that. And I would take that to the bank, and I had my money. So this is a hustle that I don't know how many people know about this, but I may have written it in one of my books. But in any case, I would take that money, and one of the first things I did was have my mom take me to the Water Ice. At the time, it was across the street from Overland's Water Ice. And I got a $5 thing of Water Ice, and before the Water Ice truck used to come down the street, I had my stand set up, you know, with the little change with candy and everything, and all the kids would come and get the water ice for me. They, you know, just, so it was important for me. That's how I learned the importance of change, helped me to start where I literally started from. And then from there, I would take the monies and turn it into something bigger.
Can I Yolanda was one of the first ones out of all of us to get a car. Like, you know, the group, you know, like your group of people that you're around. And all. Yolanda was one of the first ones. And like, she didn't just get a regular car. It was like a nice ass. It was like a nice car. You know? Leather seats, red. Yeah. It was a red Maxima. Listen. Maxima, right?
Oh, that was the one that the Maxima. Yeah, that was my second car.
Oh.
But yeah. It was.
Okay. Well, that's the one that I remember. The red Maxima with the leather. And we were like, how old were we?
Black leather interior.
Yeah, I remember.
I had the rims on it, everything.
Yep. I was like, oh man, goals at a young age.
But I don't know if you know this though. I don't know if you know this, but in high school, do you remember when we sold candy for track,
remember,
right?
Yep, track team. Yep.
Okay. So what I did was we got to keep, I think, $15. And so I sold my first box, and then it gave 30. The second box, you keep half.
Yeah.
So this is what I did. So I said, okay, Mom, I need you to sell this candy at work. Dad, I need you to sell this candy at work. Mm-hmm. And then I sold the box.
So you was up in 15, no time.
15. Listen, I was coming up. So then what I did was, wait a minute, why am I selling their candy?
Mm-hmm.
So I had my mom take me to BJ's. And literally...
Get your own candy.
I was getting my own candy. And then I became, in high school, the candy girl.
Smart.
And what many people know is I was making hundreds of dollars a week.
See, you know what?
A week.
Now I'm mad at you because you didn't put me on to the hustle.
Wait, so Yolanda, let me ask you a question. So did that come naturally to you? Because I think a lot of times when people hear entrepreneurship or when they, you know, think about... whether it's, you know, making your money work for yourself or doing it on your own, like what caused you to kind of think in that manner? Because at a young age, that's just not innate, I guess. You know what I mean?
It's for every, right.
Yeah.
You know, for me, my mom used to sell Aloe Charm, you know. So she was always, she had a regular job and then she had a side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about it like, dang, I always in my mind was something extra. She always had a job and then something extra.
Wow.
And then even when she retired, one thing I did for her birthday was she kept talking about starting a daycare. So what I did was for her birthday, I incorporated her first LLC. And that was 6 years ago, you know, and she has her own family daycare and everything like that. So for me, it was seeing that, and then that was number one. And then number two, just having it embedded in me to always want to have my own money. Like, I hated asking for allowance, and then I was always limited. Okay, this. And I was always trying to do something extra. Like, okay, well, maybe if I wash dishes or maybe if I do this, I earn more. So then I just saw, like, okay, this is how you earn. You know, you can work, and then you can do extra. And I always had that extra oomph in me, you know, to just... want to do, but it's not always easy,
right?
You know, just being an entrepreneur is not always easy. I've learned, you know, through trial and error that things don't always go the way you want them to go, you know. And so it's been a long, long journey, but like I said, I started off early. Like, you gotta have your own, and then you gotta have backup. And I never forget, it was the 2010, I think it was, when I lost my job and my grandmother in the same year.
You know, and what? It's always something like I lost my job and that, like.
Yeah.
The catalyst.
It's something that pushes you over the edge because everybody, you know, you're on the edge already. Like, oh, okay, yeah, I want to leave my job. I want to leave my job. But it's not until somebody pushes you off the ledge and you have to pray that their parachute opens.
Yeah.
That, you know, going to make it a survivor.
You got to figure it out. It's like sink or swim.
Yes.
Sink or swim. And we ain't no sinkers.
Listen, in many cases, it's to the point where you drop in that water and you can't breathe.
Yep.
So you got to figure out this is survival. And you go into survival mode.
Yep.
And that's when most people make it. If you look at a lot of different stories, it's like, oh, this happened to me. And that's how
you're right.
You know, and then I started this. Like, this is how I found out about,
Yeah. Why don't you, I'm so sorry, why don't you tell people what you do and give them a little back end of some of the things that you've accomplished?
Wow. So I guess I'll start from, I'm an author, number one.
Where can we find your book and stuff like that?
Sure. Okay. TheYolandaRenee.com, where you can find all of my books, everything down to public speaking. 2015, my first book was, which is Live Your Life on Purpose, No Excuses. I had my first son at 19 years old, you know, and many people know, like, I was on the, you know, verge of track and everything like that. And I was, to me, a disappointment, like, oh, I was supposed to go to school to run and do all this type of stuff. And what happened was, most people think because you have a baby, you know, and that's it. You know, there's nothing else for you. So I wrote that book to let people know, not just young ladies, but to let people know that you live your life on purpose, no excuses. There's no excuse, and you need to do what you need to do, right? That's one book. I also speak, as well as own a couple of different businesses. One business is a real estate business. Last year, I started a trucking business, kind of just jumped right out of my
interesting
element.
Interesting.
Yeah. I remember like a few years back, I just started seeing a whole bunch of people interviewing you all over the place. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was dope. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just, and I actually started a coaching business to help women, you know, that wanted to start their own business, and just kind of went into a private business there, just helping people. And the company that I started was called the Society of Millionaires. So many people want to be millionaires, but don't realize some of the things that you have to do to get there is very, very hard work. You know, being an entrepreneur, there's nobody to, you know, sit there and push you over the ledge. Like, you have to do what you have to do because there's nobody to give you a check.
Right.
Yes, you have to work for it.
And you have to, I think, especially being an entrepreneur, you have to create your own opportunities. You got to be innovative. You got to be creative. You have to be willing to try stuff. You have to be willing to try something different. You have to be willing to fall flat on your face.
Listen, you got to be willing to fail, but fail and learn from it. Get back up and just
and figure it out. Well, this didn't work. Yeah. So how can I get this
exactly
to work? Yeah.
Yeah.
And and back to our topic, you got to be willing to understand that when you're starting a business, it starts small, because a lot of people walk away from their business because they're not their first few transactions is not big money, so they walk away.
Think about it, starting a YouTube channel, nobody's watching my stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Look at Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, he's years. You know, she said, hey, mom, I had two people watch his mom, like another person. And then look who he is now, the Vaynermedia. So you got to be willing to start small to get to a larger aspect. And I always look at it in respect of how can God trust you with something big if he can't trust you with the small stuff, right?
Yeah,
That's just the way that I look at it.
That's the we appreciate your insight.
Yes,
I like
problem
that.
No problem. Yeah.
So, what's your social media? Just let everybody know where they can check in with you.
Okay, everything is the Yolanda Renee, and it's TheYolandaRenee. Yolanda Renee on everything, social media, website, all the good stuff.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for your input, Yolanda. We appreciate you. Thank
you're
you for speaking
welcome
with us tonight.
Nice to meet you, Yolanda.
Nice meeting you as well.
And we'll talk again soon. I'll call you after the show.
All right. Many blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So there you have it, folks. From a successful entrepreneur. And I that's something else. She just put a post up on Instagram. I think she's hiring some truck drivers, class A. And what she does is she delivers cars. She like drives those things that has a bunch of cars on them. Yeah, so she started that. She's got a nice Porsche Panorama thing. She gives some, like, purple color or something like that, purple wrap on it. So anyway, guys, so like, you have to understand the value of your small money before you can get to that big money, you know?
I like what she said about how can God trust you with something big if you can't trust you with something small?
Right.
That's it right there.
And see, what the small money does is it trains you and it prepares you for the big money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I give you a perfect example. NBA players, rappers, basketball players, they go from having no money to having a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get a whole bunch of money and they don't know what to do with it. So a lot of the times they end up spending it on a lot of dumb stuff, and by the end of their career, a lot of them go broke, which is sad. You know, but if you worked your way up over time, you know exactly what to do with that money, because you understand the value of small money, and you worked your way up to medium money. Then you got some large money. And then things might have went dry, and you might have took a fall, and then you worked your way back up again. By the time you get by the time you quote unquote make it, making the amount of money that you want to make, or you're on your way to that, you appreciate the value of a dollar, so you know what to do with your money to let it work for you. But ultimately, the goal is to make so much money that you can have your money work for you. and then you can be financially self-sufficient, mm-hmm. and you can have your time back, because that's all everybody. That's the real goal, because right now everybody's trading their time for dollars, and your time is your life. I said this before in a podcast. Your time is your life, and your life is priceless, but we're trading time for dollars, and then we're taking those dollars and we're spending it in 35 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you can grab your phone right now, go on Amazon and spend your whole check in one click. And it done took you 2 weeks to make that, 2 weeks of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got 1 week, we got 7 days, right? And we get 2 days off if you're lucky. Some people work 7 days. So in essence, you get 2 days out of your life to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, those 2 days, you're recovering so you can go back to work.
Ain't that the truth?
What type of living is this? Just, if you think about it, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
And that's how we live.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to start doing things different, thinking differently. And we got to start looking at money differently and get over the disease of every time you get some money, looking to see what you're going to buy next.
Yes, say that.
Because a lot of people, suffer from that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'd have everything sitting around me, don't need anything, but have some extra money so you just find something to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need the shit. You know what I mean? Then you go shopping and you're like, okay, I want these shoes. You like these shoes? Oh, but the black ones look good too. I'm getting the red ones, but the black ones look good too. Ah, just give me both of them. Type of crazy shit is that. You got 2 feet, you got 4 shoes, and you got 3 of them and 2 different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you got a closet full of shoes. And what that does is you don't appreciate any of the shoes because you got so many of them. It's just a vicious circle. So, got to appreciate what you have. Set your money to the side, let your money work for you, figure out different ways to make money, appreciate the small money, and then maybe you'll get to the big money, you know?
Yeah. I think that's good stuff.
I think so, too. I think so, too. So just giving you guys a few things to think about tonight. And I'm going to close this out and talk to you guys on another day. Let us know what you think in the comments below. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Anchor, we're on all the platforms. So make sure you guys share. Make sure you guys are sharing the podcast. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the podcast, following the podcast. Make sure you guys go over to youtube.com/adubproductions, facebook.com/adubproductions, facebook.com/kingadub, and you follow all those social medias, Instagram, adub productions, and we'll talk to you guys on the next podcast.
When is that?
Maybe tomorrow. We'll do one tomorrow. But just stay tuned, guys. Subscribe and stay tuned. All right?
Thank you. This is Chanel.
And this is Alan. And we'll talk to you guys later. Peace.